All right. Well, welcome again to the All of Life podcast, where we are, by God's gospel grace, advancing the claims of Christ in every area of life. I'm Brandon Neely, and this is a part of my teaching ministry at Christ Church of Acadiana. We are a church down in southwest Louisiana. And just to be honest with you, at Christ Church, we have a lot of first-generation Christians, and we are in an area of the country that is, frankly, run rampant with biblical ignorance. And so I've just found over the years that Sunday morning services just aren't enough time to resist the tide. So I hope this podcast serves my church family and anyone else listening. Today's proverb is Proverbs 3:27. Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due when it is in your power to do it. That is some great instruction from wise King Solomon, and great instruction from the ultimate King, Jesus Christ. Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due when it is in your power to do it. You know, from time to time, we feel a tug in our conscience, or perhaps we are even directly asked for assistance from a friend, a family member, a neighbor, or maybe even a stranger on the street. That's happened to all of us. The help requested might be financial, might be asking for a little change, or they might be asking for help with their utility bill. The help might be physical. They might need some of your muscle. It might be emotional, or it might even involve a portion of your time. Perhaps they need a Saturday morning from you to help them move. But we are not, and listen carefully to this, we are not obligated to help simply because we are asked for help. Now, no doubt, if our consciences aren't guided by the law of God, they're going to be guided by some other law, the law that this world holds to. And so our conscience is going to feel guilty sometimes when it needs not. Our conscience needs to be guided by and instructed and molded by the Word of God and the law of God. Sometimes helping might actually hurt. And sometimes we may not even be able to help. To help or not to help, that's always the question, and the Word of God can help us answer that. This proverb is of particular help when it comes to answering this question. Let me read it again for us. Do not withhold good from whom? From those to whom it is due. When it is in your power to do it. Here we are commanded, let me just work through this, we're commanded not to withhold. This lets us know that the author had a tangible need in mind, a need which could be met by something given, a need which could be met by something tangible that we have, that we possess, that a resource that we have can meet a tangible need of another person, and we are instructed not to withhold it. This might be food, might be money or clothing. It might be, if we're salesmen, a just deal. What they need is a just deal, and we give them a just and fair deal. It might be if we're their friend or their colleague or one of their coworkers, they might need us to step up to say something and to guard their reputation. They might need their reputation guarded. It's under attack, and we have the power to guard it, and so we offer it to them. They might need a decent job if we're an employer or a business owner. They might need a just and fair judgment. We may be a judge. We may be a lawyer of some sort, and what they need is a just judgment, and so we are not to withhold that from them. It might be our neighbor who needs their truck pulled out of the ditch. They might need some of our muscle and our physical assistance, and so we got to help. We must not withhold. That's what the proverb says. We shouldn't turn out the lights and just pretend like we aren't home. But there is one extra caveat in this proverb. It goes on to define to whom we are not to withhold this good. This tangible good is to be given exclusively to the person, and here's the phrase, to whom it is due. All right? So to say that there are those to whom this tangible good is due means that there are those to whom it isn't due. So who is who? Is there a standard by which to go by? Are we to look to the world to help us know who to help and who to not help. No, we cannot look to the world or to the world's law, which comes from the world's gods. We have to look to our own God and His own law, and His law is going to answer for us. Who do we help and who do we not help? Right? In other words, we can look to the Bible to help us know who we have obligations toward and who we don't have obligations toward. Some have a moral claim on our help, and some do not. Let me give you just a little sampling of some of the scriptural guidance. You would need to comb the entire scripture and to get all of this out of it. But here's just a few examples on how we can be helped by God's word to know who to help and who not to help. Proverbs 29 verse 21 teaches us that we don't have to pamper those who aren't our own children. Right? And in fact, we aren't even to pamper our own children. In fact, to do so, that is to pamper those who aren't our children, to do so, warns the wise King Solomon, will lead to them leeching off from us a vast portion of our estate. Now, a wise man leaves for his children's children an inheritance. But if a wise man is pampering somebody else who's not in his household and showering them with all manner of gifts and treating them as though they are royalty, this is going to leech off from this wise man a vast portion of his estate, that which was to be handed down to his family. So, while the law declared that the margins of the fields belonged to the widow and the orphan were due, they were owed the margins of the field. This was from the command of God, right? So while we have no moral obligation to pamper those who are not within our family, we are required to care for our widowed, orphaned, and truly impoverished neighbor by offering them the margins of our life, offering them an opportunity to make ends meet as well. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 15 gives us another one. It tells us, or it reminds us that the leech or the mooch, I'm sure each and every one of you know what a mooch is, or you might even know a couple of mooches. Proverbs 30, verse 15 tells us that the mooch has two daughters, give and give. Three things are never satisfied, and four never say enough. You see the point, right? The leech will never be satisfied. He will suck you dry, or she will suck you dry, and we are under no moral obligation to grant him our tangible goods. This is true even if he is a widow or an orphan. As Paul echoed from the law, if one does not work, he isn't to eat. So, we are to help the helpless. We are to care for those who can't care for themselves, especially our neighbors and those who have proximity to us. They are due our help. But the mooch, the leech, they are not due our help. And in fact, helping them will enable them and hurt them. And when we help, we are not required to pamper. We are required simply to help meet needs. I might quickly add a few other qualifiers. A man who refuses to provide for his family is worse than an infidel, the Bible says, and he is to be disciplined by his family, the local government, or the church. His antisocial refusal to work and provide for his wife or his children should be seen for the great evil that it really is. You must be careful not to harm him and exacerbate his behavior by helping him. Now, we go on to the second half of this proverb. The second half of the verse qualifies our moral obligations toward meeting our neighbor's needs even further. When it's in your power to do it, that's what it says here. Who do we help? To whom is our help due? And then answers the second question, when do we help? Do we always help? Are we always obliged to help? And the answer is, we are not to withhold tangible good from a tangible need, from those who are our neighbor and who are worthy of it and to whom it is due. But we also have one other issue at stake, is whether or not we have the ability to help. After tithing on our income to our local church, as is commanded in the scriptures, you may or may not have money remaining. That makes sense, right? There may be times when all we may do is pray. There may be times when we do not have money to help, but we do have time, or we have energy. Or perhaps we need to take a second look at our budget. And if we thoroughly go through our budget and tighten our belts a little bit, we might find that it feels like we got a raise. And then we're able to help even more. But Christ never asked the faithful to give what they don't have. Rather, our giving is to be proportionate. It is to be according to the manner and to the degree that the Lord has blessed us. And under no circumstances are we to take out a loan to help anyone. Amen. Well, I hope this helps. I hope it blesses you. My name is Brandon Neely, and you can connect with me on Facebook. My last name is spelled N-E-A-L-Y. Or you can email me at brandonneely@gmail.com. For more on this, I'd love it if you would subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And if you left a review, that'd be fantastic as well. Have a blessed day.